We're talking now on our Coach's Corner program with North Iowa head girls basketball coach. That's Rick Meyer. And Coach, got a couple of games on the slate to talk about. Let's start first with your game on the 3rd of December against Garner-Hayfield Ventura, a game at Garner-Hayfield Ventura. A really good basketball game, but unfortunately the Cardinals able to come out on top of you 49-36 in that contest. Let's talk about that one, Coach.
Yeah, that was a game, I guess, you know, you hate to say it, but it was a game of two halves. The first half, you know, we came out slow, lethargic, you know, just couldn't get anything going, and you know, they jumped out on us and, you know, got a fairly sizable lead going into halftime. And, you know, that's kind of where the game got away from us. You know, the second half, and then we came out, changed defenses, and played a little different type of defense against them, and actually outplayed in the second half. You know, we outscored them third and fourth quarter, you know, and had chances to get that game down to 10 points or less at a couple of occasions, but we just couldn't get some of our shooting scoring opportunities to come in and cash in, and we, you know, let them get a couple of baskets here or there, you know, to keep that lead. But, you know, we put a lot of pressure on them that second half and made them work for that win. And I was really pleased with the effort the girls came out with that second half. They didn't quit. We actually stepped it up and actually played a much better ball game, and that's kind of what allowed us to get back into that game and, you know, have a chance to, you know, put some points on the board.
Yeah, absolutely, Coach. Your team outscores GHV 24-20 in that second half after the Cardinals got you at 29-12. Though, obviously, you probably had to see some positives in that game, knowing that, hey, we've got some good things coming up ahead of us.
Yeah, we did. You know, and that's, you know, one of the things I told the girls after that game is that's the effort that we need night in and night out, regardless of who you play. Whether it's, you know, the top teams in the conference or if ones that we're more evenly matched with and we should win, you know, you have that type of effort in a game like that, and you're going to be in ball games and you're going to have chances to get some victories down the line with that type of play. And I think they kind of saw that and realized that, yeah, we do have the ability to play some basketball and, you know, do some things here. And I think that was a turning point in that ball game. And then, you know, as we look forward to the games after that, I think that was kind of a springboard to kind of where we're playing right now.
And as you mentioned, Coach, your next couple of games, you took on Rockford, first of all, and you found the win over Rockford. What happened in that game, Coach? What made you guys put you guys ahead?
It was our defense again, our intensity. You know, we started a little bit slow in the first couple minutes of the game. And, you know, once we got going, we started pressing a little bit, and we got the transition game going, got some turnovers, got some quick fast break points. And then on the offensive end, just moving the ball, you know, getting into the post, kicking it out, and we ended up having a lot of great open looks from the outside. And we hit quite a few three-pointers, which was good to see. So that opened up the outside a little bit. And, of course, then we could work it on the inside and get some points in there. But, again, it was that defensive intensity that, you know, really turned the heat up against Rockford, caused a lot of turnovers, and we got a lot of, you know, transition, fast break type buckets off of that, and that just propelled us in that game and just allowed us to get rolling and, you know, and score, you know, at times at will, just mm-hmm. because of what we were doing there on the defensive end that led to the offensive side of things.
And, Coach, a 35-point victory for your team. That one's just got to feel really, really good for your girls to really – I know you guys got a win earlier this season, kind of a close one there with Northwood, but a 35-point win, that's just, it's just one of those got-to-be-feel-good opportunity.
It is. You know, and it's one of those things, you know, I've been on that side of the scoreboard way too often over the last 3 years, you know, and just going through that and – having to deal with that, you know, not to make light of it, you know, it's never fun to be on that side of things. But, you know, for our girls to have that chance to mm-hmm. be in a game where we're that dominant and, you know, we're scoring and, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to do and we get a win like that, again, helps with that positivity, that confidence that, you know, we are capable of playing these types of ball games.
And your next game on the 13th against West Hancock, Coach. Talk about a really fun game at home, and you guys are able to defeat West Hancock, a team that's really had your number over the last few years. First win for your team over West Hancock in quite some years, and you get it 52-41. Man, what a night for your team, Coach.
That was an exciting game. You know, I thought the Northwood game was, you know, probably the kicker off of the season, but, you know, that game Tuesday night against West Hancock was a phenomenal game. And, again, I attribute it to the second half of the Gardner game and then going to Rockford. You know, we're playing basketball really well right now. We're starting to click on the defensive end and making it tough for the opponents to get into the offense, get some of their scoring. And, of course, that's led into a little bit on the offensive end for us, getting some scores and some shooting that we haven't had in a while. And, you know, it was one of those games where they first quarter was really tight, and they jumped out, you know, and had a lead going into the second quarter. But, you know, second quarter and even the third quarter, you know, our defense clamped down on them. We didn't allow them to, between those two quarters, I think they scored 14 points total, and we were able to build that lead. And I think we were about 8 to 10 points ahead going into the fourth quarter, which against a West Hancock team is a pretty good feat, at least for us. And we knew West Hancock was going to come back, and they did. They made some runs there in that end of that third quarter into the fourth quarter, and, you know, got within a couple points. But we were able to handle that pressure. We were able to withstand their comebacks. We were able to come down on the offensive end and score some points and keep that momentum, keep that lead, and manage to hang on to it, you know, at the end and not allow them to give a chance to get a good shot there at the buzzer to try to tie it. So, again, one of those games that is fun to be involved with. It's exciting for both the players and the fans to be in that situation and to see that process go through. But, you know, West Hancock, they were a tough team, and I knew that coming in. But, again, we came out and we didn't start slow, which was a benefit to us. We actually scored some points, jumped on them early. They came back, took the lead, but we were able to fight back from that and, you know, took care of business going down the rest of the game.
Coach, let's talk. You brought it up, and I want to expand on it. That first quarter, West Hancock, end of the first quarter, they lead by 4, 12-8. Talk about the perseverance of your team, because you're down in that right there in that first quarter by 4 points. And your team doesn't give up. You don't say, oh, West Hancock's ahead of us again, they're just going to beat us. You guys come back and, as you mentioned, dominate them in the second and the third quarter. You outscored them in the second quarter 15-6, and in the third quarter 11-8. So talk about the perseverance and your team just fighting back.
Yeah, it's a testament to the girls that we have on our team. You know, they want to play to the best of their ability, and, you know, it comes down to the fact that they have to execute on both ends of the floor. And I think right now, defensively, that is what's being our key here with some of these ball games. Is they know that from a defense standpoint, if we can shut the other team down, if we can limit them and their possessions and their scoring opportunities, and we can turn around and score on our end, that's going to help us win these ball games. A lot of times, intensity, good solid defense leads actually to better offense because you're starting to get into the rhythm of things. The other team is getting maybe frustrated on the offensive end because they're not scoring like they normally do. And then when they come down on the defensive end, you know, maybe they let up a little bit or they don't do some of the things that they normally do because of what's happening to them on the offensive end. So, you know, the girls, just they kept playing. And I kept reminding them that, you know, West Hancock is gonna come at you. They're gonna continue to press you. They're gonna force you into trying to turn the ball over. You just have to handle that pressure. You know, take care of the basketball and do what you're supposed to do and what we want you to do. And they did that. And that second quarter on, you know, really showed that intensity and that fire that they have inside them to do what they want and what we need to do.
Coach, where do you guys go from here? I know, obviously, you've missed a couple of games with weather, unfortunately, and with that, you also miss practice time. But where does the team go from here? And coming up, you got some good games before Christmas. Bishop Garrigan, and then after Christmas you'll go with Lake Mills and GTRA, Eagle Grove, and Garner Hayfield Ventura again. So where do you guys go from here, Coach?
Well, we just got to keep building. And like I said, with missing games, missing practices, trying to keep that intensity, that fire, that drive that we have right now, and you know, which has allowed us to play some really good basketball here the last couple weeks. We've got to continue that, whether that's within practice, you know, going hard in practice and maintaining that, and also, you know, with the games, going to that as well. Yeah, we've got Bishop Garrigan coming in on Tuesday, and obviously that's going to be tough. You know, we're just going to have to play the way we've been playing basketball and just understand that, you know, it's probably a game that's, you know, unless something crazy happens, you know, you're probably not going to have a chance to take them down, but you never know. But, again, we want to still play that intense basketball that we're doing right now and, you know, finish things off. And actually, the game tonight or last night against Belmont Clemmy was rescheduled for December 22nd. So we're going to get that game in right before we get our Christmas break, which lends to, you know, not having to make up another one after we come back. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, again, finish out this half of the season strong and then come back, like I said, after the break with some really good key basketball games that we, I think, have a chance to win and be at least be in and get a chance to win some ball games. And hopefully that is what happens when we get going here.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for taking some time with us and talking about your team. We really do appreciate it, and wish you and your family the best over the holiday, and we'll talk to you again after.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That was North Iowa head girls basketball coach Rick Meyer.